When you go to the grocery store, much of the food for sale has labels telling customers about its origins. Is that salmon farm-raised or wild-caught? Are those vegetables organic or conventionally grown? But if you wander over to the cleaning supplies aisle, where the brightly colored bottles advertise stain-removing powers or whiter whites, it's hard to get clear information about what those chemicals could do to your health or the environment. Now the Environmental Protection Agency is giving consumers another choice. It's revamped its environmental safety label. And as VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports, a Vermont company is among those investing in the new logo.
In theory, the EPA already regulates all chemicals, so no products on the market today should be harmful. But historically, the Toxic Substance Control Act has limited what regulations the EPA could actually create and enforce. Consider the recent findings of unsafe levels of PFOA in drinking water in Vermont, New York, and New Hampshire, or the EPA's attempt to ban a known carcinogen, asbestos, that was shot down by the courts in 1991. So the EPA developed a voluntary program where manufacturers that pay a fee to submit their chemicals to a stringent review could earn the new Safer Choice label on their products.
This really came out of the fact that we were really struggling to figure out how to manage chemicals with a failed Toxic Substances Control Act. And one thing we realized was that if we put a simple label on a product that people can see, we put that on a product that is safer. It's a safer choice for household products, that people will respond to, that consumers will regulate with their dollars.
That's Gina McCarthy, the head of the EPA, speaking earlier this year.
We are incredibly rigorous and we're very demanding on this label. So it really is about making sure that it doesn't have ingredients in it that we know are toxic.
That means looking at everything from impacts on human health to what effect it could have on aquatic creatures like fish. The program takes a relatively straightforward approach to an incredibly complex challenge, says Clive Davies, who runs the Safer Choice Program for the EPA.
If a chemical has data that shows that it's got potential health effects for people or effects for the environment, we don't allow it to be used in our program.
So say a company wants to add a stain-fighting ingredient to their laundry detergent. Even if you can scientifically show that this chemical is not going to harm humans in small concentrations, if the chemical is hazardous at all, it's not allowed under the Safer Choice label. Not only that, but even if there's no data suggesting that a chemical is harmful, scientists analyze whether or not it's similar to known hazardous chemicals.
We do not allow use of chemicals that might be structurally similar, just where testing may not have been done. But we make sure that chemicals that might come up as problematic in the future are not allowed.
Martin Wolf is the director of sustainability for Seventh Generation. He says the EPA's approach jibes with how the Vermont-based company has been developing chemical formulas for years.
Prior to the Safer Choice logo, Seventh Generation shunned logos generally.
But when the EPA rebranded the Safer Choice label a little over a year ago, Wolf says his company felt the label was meaningful, both to consumers and from a science perspective. So Seventh Generation had some of its products certified Safer Choice, including the Free and Clear laundry detergent and some detergent pods. But Wolf says some in the industry don't like this approach, in part because certain chemicals they rely on would never meet the label requirements.
And this concerns conventional industry because they want to be able to use some of the other chemicals because they have better technical properties, they might have lower cost, for whatever reason. And then they will make their products usable in a way that they deem to be safe because of limited exposure.
Basically, some companies want to keep using the traditional method of evaluating risk, where if a chemical is used in safe concentrations, it's allowed. This is how the new Toxic Substance Control Act, passed earlier this year, evaluates chemicals. Catherine St. John heads communications for the American Chemistry Council, a group with hundreds of members ranging from small companies to larger ones like Bayer, 3M, Dow, and DuPont.
We believe a full risk assessment is what gives the proper scientific review to situations like this. And simply having a list of chemicals that are a hazard list or a blacklist of chemicals that shouldn't be included doesn't take into consideration exposure.
St. John says the American Chemistry Council filed those concerns with the EPA. Still, companies are taking notice of the label, including cleaning giant Clorox. And in the last year alone, the EPA has seen a 30% increase in requests to be reviewed for the Safer Choice label. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.